People often talk about the one that got away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people wouldn't use that expression if they'd be smart about it. And when that one gets away, you hunt them down and catch them so they'll never leave you again and they will be yours forever.
I feel like that involves duct tape and it shouldn't.
That's scary.
And that's why Craig is on the phone for a second date update today. His email says that he went out with a girl about a year ago. And then she slipped out of his grasp.
Oh, no. Run,
and
girl.
So now he wants to hunt her down and make sure that she never leaves his side again. What's up, Craig?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Are you ready to hunt down the one that got away?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. I have to get her. You know, it's just destiny. We were destined to be together.
What are you talking about? She's not... What?
Okay,
she's,
I was joking around about the creepy
she's
part,
not
but
a
you,
deer.
Sound, you sound just straight up creepy, Craig.
I'm just saying, you know, when you have just the connection that we had, it was so perfect.
Are you screwing with us right now, Craig?
Yeah.
No, honestly, we hung out like a year ago, and then I called her, and she never called me back, and her phone was disconnected, and I just couldn't get in touch with her. Hmm. And then I randomly see her at a bar. I just saw her hanging out with her friends, and I had to go over there. I had to talk to her.
Okay, Craig, oh. I know that I'm very sarcastic with people, and I mess screwing with people a lot, but I feel like now you're screwing with me.
Oh, no, it was wonderful. You had to be there. I was at an antique shop.
Okay.
You were at an antique shop.
Yes, an antique shop.
Okay, so you're saying that's where you met her?
No, I was just collecting some things, and I was at an antique shop.
Okay, help me with this. So you said you went out with her a year ago, and then why are you talking about an antique shop right now?
Because I loved antiques, and she loves antiques. That's where I met her. And then I saw her just picking out some things, and I was like, let me help you out. And it was perfect.
What? I am so confused. Did you actually go on a date with this girl a year ago? Or did you just talk to her in some random antique shop?
I asked her afterwards if she wanted to get coffee. And she said yes.
Okay.
We're just destined for each other, guys.
Oh my gosh. You are really creeping me out. Really bad right now.
How am I creepy? I'm talking to you. That's how I talk.
You're talking about destiny and love over a girl you met a year ago that you had a 15-minute coffee date with?
Yeah, you weren't there. It was amazing. Yeah. It was beautiful.
And by the way, we've had second date updates like this before where someone said, I saw a person mm-hmm. walking by. We shared a glance and I'm in love. And Brooke, you've been like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
Right.
So
yeah, but
I can't,
you didn't
can't
talk about chasing them down for a whole year and hunting them down in another spot.
No,
just
talked about the hunting down.
I don't know who's talking about what, Craig, but
never,
I don't like it.
Craig never said he hunted anybody down. Craig, you didn't hunt her down, right?
I Googled her.
No!
Everybody.
I wasn't hunting her.
Everybody Googles people or
no.
Facebook stalks them. You
no.
didn't legitimately stalk this person, right?
No. Like I was saying, I Googled her. I went on her Facebook. I looked for her friends, and I just followed her. I mean, it wasn't creepy, though.
You followed her online or in person. Now I'm starting to side
See?
With Brooke and say that we can't do the second date update because you're stalking somebody.
I am going with my gut on this one.
I was just walking around and I happened to see the bar that she usually goes to and I just stopped by. And that's where I ran into her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because you normally know where a person hangs out all the time when you just go to coffee with them.
Yeah, well, yes, we had a conversation. We talked. Like, I'm not creepy. You're making it sound like I'm creepy. We talked for a while. And we'd go get coffee. She told me her favorite bar, and I thought, hey, maybe she might be there.
Okay. So okay. You didn't fully stalk her. You knew her favorite places to go, and you just went hoping that she would show up.
Yeah. Isn't that what we all do?
Okay. So here's going to be the key in this whole puzzle. What was her reaction to seeing you? Because if the feeling's mutual,
great.
I'll give you a pass.
She was very surprised.
Good. In a good way or a bad way?
I believe it was a good way. I mean, she saw me, I bought her a drink, and we talked for an hour.
Okay, so she hung out with you for an hour. All right. To me, that would say that she likes you.
Yes.
At least a little bit.
Thank you.
Or you were following around the bar and she couldn't get away.
Bro, drop it.
Just say, how was the conversation?
We caught up. I asked what she's been doing for a year, what happened to her phone. How is her friends doing on Facebook?
Well, you asked her all that
Wait,
stuff?
What?
Hold on.
You checked in on her friends on Facebook.
Wait, so you grilled her about where her phone was and her friends on Facebook and everything?
Look, it's not weird. You're making it sound weird. I didn't know how to reach out to her. So that was the best way I could do it, because, you know, I had to find out where she was, so I had to talk to her friends on Facebook. But I was very caring, and her phone was disconnected. How else was I supposed to reach her?
Okay.
Oh, well, my gosh. Let me ask you this. It's a long story, I know, but how did everything end with her the last time you saw her or talked to her?
Well, the last time I saw her, it ended normally, right? She said she was going to call me, and then I didn't hear a call, so I decided to call her, and her phone was disconnected again.
Her phone is disconnected again?
Yes.
Okay, you guys realize that she's disconnecting her phone because she doesn't want to hear from this weirdo.
No, maybe. That's not true.
You never know. It could be just a wacky coincidence.
No! No! I am protecting her. I'm thankful that we can't get a... We're not going to be able to get a hold of her. She has a disconnected phone.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Actually, I reached out to one of her friends, and she's giving me a different number.
What friend did that?
She gave you a different number for... Okay.
Yes.
Dang.
All right, Craig, well... Hold on the phone, okay? We're going to play a song, come back,
oh, we should
and get your
this.
Second date update, all right?
I'm so surprised you're doing this, but thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel like doing this is just a public service to help somebody
else.
All right, hang on the phone.